Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBuckPrime. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and sometimes cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. We found a new way to close deals in 2025 that doesn't rely on any of those tired old methods we used to. To learn more, download the free step-by-step blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guests are Lou Rosabianca and Matthew Meehan. They're bringing Wall Street to Main Street with actionable advice and outside-the-box thinking for all things small business. So, Lou and Matthew, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. What is the best piece of advice you would give to someone just starting out in your industry?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us. We appreciate it. In our industry, I think it's in any industry, all across the board, right? First piece of advice is to listen to somebody who's been there before. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Too many people come into different industries from a previous employer or a previous job and try to replicate what they did there, and it doesn't work all the time. So what you really need to do is take the advice of the people that have already been through the trenches, made the mistakes, and listen.
Yeah, I love that. Luigi, what about you?
Great advice, Matt. Anna, thank you so much for having us. To piggyback on Matt's notion, he's 100% correct. I would add to that one additional curveball. You're not selling a product or service. You're selling yourself, and you're developing a relationship. People do business with those they know, like, and trust, right? So don't be so eager to make the pitch and ask for the sale. Get to know the business owner, get to know their pain points, get to know what their needs are. And once you know what their needs are and whether their kid plays, you know, minor league ball or is a chess master, that probably will go a lot further than helping you make that sale. So we're in the relationship business.
I love that. So what I take away from this is listen and walk on the steps of someone who already did it. Listen to them. And then also listen to your prospects or your audience, what they need.
I'll give you a perfect example. I was on a sales call. Somebody was trying to pitch us a product. I'm not going to mention the product, but this was yesterday. And they're mentioning the product, and 30 seconds into the call, he's telling me pricing and payment plans and ROI. He never explained to me the product, knew nothing about our business, and he just went straight for the, like, he was asking to come home with me before he even got to know me. I mean, buy me a drink, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I'm going to take the opposite side of that. I like that. Let's get right down to brass tacks. Tell me what it's going to cost me. Tell me how it's going to benefit me, and how long is it going to take me to get my money back? I don't have time for games, so I appreciate that. However, I come from the world of the hard sell, right? I was on Wall Street, picked up the phone, called people. I was asking them to send me hundreds, if not millions of dollars on a daily basis that never met me before. And that was a cutthroat society. There was no listening. It was click or close, right? Buy or die, right? So it was a hardcore salesman. I feel like too many salespeople these days are just order takers, right? Mm. And social media made it too easy for them. And nobody's actually putting the sale in or even just asking for the order, right? Asking for the close or testing the waters. So I appreciate that. Lou, I know we're on different sides of the fence.
I think, Anna, I know that.
Anna, you heard it here first. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Anna, let's take our business, for instance, right? We are helping small businesses scale by leveraging working capital, right? We have really, really attractive working capital loans. But for us to execute that, we've had to leverage about 120 lending relationships, because not all clients are created equal and not all clients are the same, right? You've got low credit, high credit, low revenue, high revenue, and everything in between. So if you don't take those couple of minutes to get to learn about the fella's business or the lady's business, you have no ability to properly place them in that loan, right? Imagine a family walking into a car dealership where they've got three kids and a dog, and you're trying to put them in a Porsche 911. I mean, listen to the client. The guy needs an SUV.
That's what I was going to say. If they were just going straight to the price and everything, their ROI, they didn't even know if you needed that or that, or even if you were interested in that, you know? And I like what you said, Matthew, about, but I want to know the facts and my ROI. In my case, I like to go on a date first between being like, all right, let's get married.
I totally agree with that understanding, but let me preface this with, before I actually go to make the sale, I have a qualification call to find out
Right.
what you're looking like. So for example, when I was on Wall Street, it was really simple. Hey, Mr. Jones, how are you? This is Matt over at GBI Capital, was a company that I worked at, right? I just want to give you a call back next time my analyst comes out with another recommendation. Now, are you still in the stock market? Great. Where do you what type of stocks do you usually buy? Biotech, technology, big caps, small caps, big board, NASDAQ. How much do you usually invest in an idea? If I come to you with an idea that makes sense, would you give me a shot? Okay, great. That was my qualification. Then the next one is click or close, right? Because I got the idea. He tells me what he's buying, what he likes. He tells me he's liquid. And then from that point on, I either just didn't sell him on the story of why the stock was going higher, or he just didn't believe me, right? But you have to always be closing.
Now, keep in mind, while that conversation is going on, there's a guy in a three-piece suit behind Matt pumping his chest.
I just pictured it. Thank you for that image. So we got like two different, very different sides of the spectrum. What would be like for you guys, what would be an ideal common ground?
You know what's really effective for Matt and I? And we really, really promote this in our sales team. What we're doing right now, tag teaming. Bring on a sales manager, or maybe bring on someone that has a different perspective. That accomplishes a couple of things. One, it creates the impression of a very robust team. Like, we've got the team working for you. This is not some mom and pop on the street corner at a corner bodega selling you a latte. You've got a team working for you. And two, four eyes are better than two, and 4 ears are better than two. I mean, sometimes a different perspective or a different way to attack a problem creates better solutions.
Were your take, Matt?
I totally agree. The art of the three-way call, right? It's somebody, if you're the initial salesperson on the call, right? And you can't get that sale for some reason, you whoever you're bringing on the call, you have to place as an authority figure, right? So the minute they're on the call, they're not one-on-one and I can solve, but let me bring my underwriter on the call that knows about your file and can go into the details. Then when that person gets on the call, if I may be aggressive, they may be a little soft. It's also known as good cop, bad cop. It happens all the time, right? In every part of life, it happens. I'll be the good cop, you'll be the bad cop, we'll go. But when you can actually take a team member and place them as an authority figure inside the business when they are, right? It helps the sale go a lot smoother.
That's awesome. That's great advice. Great conversation, guys. Thank you so much for this. So tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Matt, you want to take this, buddy?
Yeah, I'll take this one. So yeah, we work with medium to small business, small to medium-sized business owners, people that are generally doing anywhere between $1 million to $20 million in revenue. And what we do is we go into their business and we provide them growth capital to scale. And that can take a lot of different forms. It's obviously coming off our own balance sheet, us utilizing our banking relationships. And we also go in there and we help them strategize on how they can actually exit their business or see what their goals are for building this business, right? Do they want to actually sell one day? Do they want to pass it down to their family? Do they not have a plan at all? And we help them structure that.
Great. How can they find you?
You can go to our website, www.shieldadvisorygroup.com, for our advisory services, or you just go to Credit Bank, that's BANC.io, and that's our lending division.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap from here. Thank you to our guests, Lourdes Arriaga and Matthew Meehan, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about thriving in a competitive industry. Thank you so much for all that wisdom. You can learn more about what they do by visiting creditbank.io. Is that right?
That's
That's it.
correct.
Or shieldadvisorygroup.com. If you are an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you in a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stack your calendar with qualified, motivated prospects who want what you have, download our free blueprint for free. Download our blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Go get a big ticket punched. See you later.
Thank you.